B-Pod Studios.
Go to John in the Northeast on the Fanatic. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I wanted to talk about Harper, and it's just have a discussion with you about a concern I have. I love Philadelphia fans. I think especially Philadelphia Phillies fans, especially the old guys. They have so much knowledge that it's coming out their ears. My concern is I think if Harper would have signed 2 or 3 weeks ago, this could have been a beautiful marriage. I'm worried about, at this point, if he signs, there's a contingent of our fan base that booed Cole Hamels after he won a World Series MVP.
What?
So if he... Do you remember that?
That booed him after he won an MVP? I don't recall that.
Yeah, they did.
Why?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, they did. It was after, remember he had a bad year, the second year?
Oh, okay. Yeah, based on his performance, I thought you just meant in general, right. Still wasn't bought in on Cole Hamels.
Yeah, so good. Finish up, brother, because I don't share the same concern.
Yeah, and that's cool. And I'm kind of calling for you to calm me down on this. I'm just, and Jim Thome came in here and he wanted to be a Philly and he had slow starts. I just wonder if he comes in here and bats 200 and has a rough start like he did last year after all this drama with the contract. Is that any concern at all?
Nah, because let me think about it. Do you really think that they would get on him?
Like
they're pretty smart. Like the one thing about the fan base is, look what they did to Fultz, right? They cheered Fultz. I don't think that if Bryce Harper signs here, I don't think that Bryce Harper is going to get booed. If he did, I don't see it's a problem. I really don't feel like that's an issue to relate. Once he's a Philly and he hits that first bomb, we're going to love him.
It just got me kind of nervous because I talked to my buddy who lives in D.C. and I was asking him about Harper, and he told me a story about how Harper wore a Vegas Knights jersey to a Capitals home game. And I'm thinking about, that kind of, just something like that happening in this city. I just don't.
Yeah, I mean, the guy grew up in Vegas. Like, we got to start to be a little bit more understanding. Like,
I think maybe the Super Bowl has softened us a little bit. That's the only thing is I see.
I don't think so, brother.
AI was running around in freaking Yankee hats and Dallas Cowboy jerseys. Who gives a damn?
All right. Yeah, I mean,
we're too insecure. We got to stop with this insecurity, John.
I think we are too, and I'm not exactly speaking about the three people in this conversation right now. I'm just talking about, there is a contingent.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Listen, it's a valid concern, John. I really think it's a valid concern. I'm just not worried about it. I think it's all those little things, they get taken care of.
Yeah, here's the thing. If Bryce Harper, they do sign him, say, $320 million, right? 3-year opt-out, 10-year contract, the whole thing, right, that we've been talking about, Ant. And say that happens. And then he comes in next year, and he has the first half of the season that he had in Washington last year. He's batting, 219 or something, Andrew, at the All-Star break. He just wasn't having a good first half of the season. Now, he ended up having a really good second half and getting his numbers up. His power numbers were way down in the second half. But that being said, if that happens, there's going to be people in the revisionist history saying, see, we shouldn't have signed this guy this deal. He can't handle playing here. But that's just part of the deal. That happens. I mean,
let's be real. He comes here, he's going to put up numbers.
In that ballpark.
He just is.
He already has put up numbers in that ballpark, just in the opposition uniform.
So, I think that's worry for, that's very little concern for me.
Real quick, read this tweet for you real quick, because I'm really defeated today. And that real Prince Blue on Twitter, Evil John Heyman, he's changed his name to, by the way. He goes, Jason challenging the masses. A lot of people are tired and done with the Harper saga. He said, I'm not there yet, but I understand everybody that is. Why? Like, I'm just kind of defeated about it today and going, if he wanted to be here, he'd be here by now. This would be
okay,
over.
Okay, I hear you. But again, let it just play out.
Well, we don't have a choice. We're going to have to let it play out because we don't have a choice. And we're hearing these reports now from Jason Stark that he wants this to be over, and perhaps this weekend is when it finally does end.
Right.
I imagine it's exhausting for him.
There's that. I told you that blog or whatever report it is, real or not real, who said that, hey, he's tired. He had a blowout with Boris over it.
Yeah, like, enough's enough.
Yeah, I'm sure he's like, all right, I it's not about missing spring training. It's about, the minute he signs, he can do whatever he wants. look, I just need a couple days, get my affairs in order, and then I'll join you guys.
Yeah, well, and the other thing is, too, for him, he's kind of like, you know, I'm just a baseball player. Like to Boris, he's saying, I've played this game with you, Scott. It's gone on. I get it. I get the method and everything. But aren't we reaching a level here? Like, there's other players in the league that are resenting me for it.
Yes.
You know, I'm coming off bad here. Can we just get, where's the end game?
Yes.
You know, do you need to keep floating stuff to John Heyman that three other teams now are involved?
Well, you're right. And I think all that is, and he's like, well, you've already turned down two Phillies offers. What do you want me to do?
Yeah.
Like, either you take the Phillies offer or you got to grin and deal with it.
Yep. 610-632-0975. I want to know when we come back in what you believe you know for sure about the situation with Bryce Harper. And also, when we come back, I want to know what you believe for sure is going to be the situation with Joel Embiid. You're an educated guy. You're on the beat. You covered sports for major publications in New York, Chicago, and, of course, Philadelphia. You got a BS meter. I want to know what you know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah.
There's a couple things
I think.
All right. Yeah. Well, no. I don't want to know what you think. I want to know what you know.
Well,
you feel like you know for sure.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to read the tea leaves with Embiid.
That's what I want. Exactly. And I want you to read the tea leaves with Harper. And I'm going to ask you a couple. I want some Eagles tea leaves reading, too. All right?
Well, I got 25 questions for you for the
NFL. Let's start that. I need some football. I need a deterrent here at some point. 610-632-0975. That is the number to get in. What do you know for sure right now? It's the Midday Show. That's Anthony Gargano. I'm Jason Martinez, and it's 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. Let's talk a little union, shall we? Because I do know the union begins its season Saturday.
Is that right? This Saturday?
Yeah. It's Toronto FC. Home opener. You don't want to miss it. Talon Energy Stadium. You're looking live. The boys in blue look to start something strong in their 10th anniversary season. In front of a packed home crowd, the Union coming off their best season ever after an MLS Cup playoff run in the fall, setting records for both wins and points in the season. International World Cup Mexican superstar Marco Fabian will make his home debut. Cannot wait to see him in action. He's a star. The Union also welcome the return of young rising stars from right here in town. Austin Trusty, Mark McKenzie. Plus, you got veteran leaders Alejandro Bedoya, Jamaican goal sensation Andre Blake. Look, we're expecting some big things from the tough, young, hungry squad this season. Talon Energy Stadium going to be rocking the River End. Join us down for opening day this Saturday, 1 o'clock. Philly Soccer's back. You can grab tickets for the opener while it's still available online at PhiladelphiaUnion.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right, 11:21, Midday Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. I'm Cuz. All right, here's the deal. Guys, I want to ask you guys the questions, and then please feel free to call and talk about it at home. Number one of 25. This is 25 questions in the NFL offseason. Your number one want for the Eagles offseason is what?
For the player acquisition?
Number one, your top want for the offseason. What is it?
For me, in regards to the Eagles, it is going to be a running back.
All right. That's now, you have any interest in any specific ones, or you just go, I just need a back?
I need a back. I need a back that it can be a guy that can give me 20 to 25 carries. I don't want Le'Veon Bell because I think the year off for a running back and sitting around and not training at an NFL facility for an entire year, I think that speeds up the process of the clock being done for a running back. I know he didn't take the wear and tear of an NFL season, but I don't believe that you can have the ability to train the way you need to train when you're not with an NFL team. And I think that will speed up the fact that I'll be interested to see how he comes back this year and where he comes back to, what kind of money somebody commits to him, and is he worth anywhere near it? Because he just sat out and missed $14 million. But no, I need the biggest thing that I want to accomplish this offseason is the running back.
If you remember, this goes way back. It was about a month ago. I gave you a couple names to keep an eye out. If you remember.
Draft names?
Yes.
Yeah.
And one was Devin Singletary from FAU. Well, lo and behold, Daniel Jeremiah compared Devin Singletary to LeSean McCoy.
All right.
That's a nice fit. A guy that can do a little bit of everything. That's what this offense calls for. And something, kind of a Swiss Army knife guy that can catch the ball, run the ball, block a little bit.
More than a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, really do everything. So, yeah,
All right, so.
I like that.
All right, so that's your pick as a running back. Give me yours, Andrew, your number one want for the Eagles offseason.
I need a burner, wide receiver.
I think that is the number one
reason why the offense was slow at points pretty much the entire regular season last year, because they had nobody to stretch the field.
Mm-hmm.
Torrey Smith, who didn't have the best hands, he still opened up the field a little bit for Carson. Mack Hollins, I know that he's not that great. Not having him all of last year hurt the Eagles. They need a burner on the outside to go alongside Alshon and Zach Ertz.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Mike Wallace's injury didn't help. And they tried Bryce Treggs. That didn't work.
Week one, I don't know if you guys remember, Mike Wallace was open downfield twice, and Nick Foles underthrew him.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Underthrew him twice.
That's correct.
Nick Foles has never underthrown anybody, Andrew. It's Nick Foles. How dare you?
You're right. And listen, 1-1A for me is, I've been saying all along, back and burner. It's the B&B. It's what you need, back and a burner.
Now, let me ask you. Because I heard Jamie talking about it this morning. I've seen a lot of people interested on Twitter.
No, I don't want Antonio Brown.
No. Depending on how much it costs in terms of a draft pick, do you have any interest in John Ross?
Mm. Yeah, I do.
Depending on what it costs.
Yeah, I do. I do.
That's, because he's always been banged up, and that's what I'm worried about.
Well, but again, you're buying low.
Yeah, if you're giving up a fifth round pick, I'll do that for John Ross.
Yeah.
But that's not the only guy I'm getting. I'm going to draft a burner, too.
You're going to protect yourself a little bit.
We'll be getting into draft heavily on the show because it's a passion of mine.
Okay, getting closer and closer. Free agency's around the corner.
Yeah, combine.
Yeah, combine. Everybody, I was watching some video last night on Twitter of the active guys, the fastest guys to run the 40 that are active in the NFL right now.
John Ross, number one. Broke the record.
4.22, I think it was, Andrew.
Yep. Yeah, I remember that day. Watson was like, whoa.
And he came up, he came up limping during it. And he still ran a 4.22.
Yeah, it was crazy.
All right, put that out there. So you want to join us? Your number one. I got 25 of them. Your number one want for the Eagles offseason.
All right. Now, let me ask you, I asked you a question before the break. It's about what you know to be true. Let me start with, in regards to Bryce Harper, what do you know
now
to be true?
This is all tea leaf reading.
Yes.
I believe that the Phillies are the only team that can offer him term. And that means multiple years, long-term deal.
Okay.
So I believe the Phillies are the only one. I believe the Phillies were the only one that offered him close to $300 million. I don't think the Phillies offered them their best deal. I don't think the Phillies offered anywhere close to the $325, $330 that has been kind of talked about.
Yeah.
Because I believe the Phillies are smart enough to realize that they're the only team that can offer term. And because of that, they'd be bidding against one another. I think that's the one reason why there's a big holdup, because they want the record deal. I think if the Phillies offered $350, it would be done.
Signed, sealed, delivered with the third-year opt-out.
Also, I do believe that he wants no interest in... I also believe the three-year opt-out is not what they want. They would want a five-year opt-out like Machado got in San Diego.
The Phillies, you're saying, would want that.
Correct.
Yeah.
I also believe that the Harper camp does not want to play in Philadelphia. That Harper's camp prefers to play on the West Coast.
out in L.A.
I do. I believe that.
No, I agree, too. I believe that part of it to be true because I think that when John Middleton went out there, if it was okay playing here, it would be done now.
I believe the only way the Phillies get beat on this thing is if the Dodgers offer record number 3-year deal.
Okay.
Well, because Boris has to be able to save face for this thing to get done in a short-term fashion.
All right. And maybe that's the reported blow-up between Harper and Boris is Boris is trying to save face, and Harper's like, look, dude, this isn't about you.
Well,
you work for me.
Yeah, but I also think he's saying, dude, what do you want me to do? You're going to take substantially less.
Yeah. And you don't want to play there, and I'm trying to find a way to drive this up for you to get
you. It's like you want all the money, but you don't want to play. The only team that's got all the money, you don't want to play for.
All right, what's your gut telling you? Where's it? Is this? Give me percentages that Harper is a Philly on opening day of this year.
Oh, dude, I mean, now you asked me to read tea leaves, I can do that. But now you're asking me crystal ball it.
Yeah.
I can't crystal ball it. I mean, you know, I cop out and give you 50-50. I don't. At this point, I still think the Phillies are in it in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I can't tell you if the Dodgers are going to go, hey, Bryce, here you go. Here's a 3-year deal worth, you know, 120.
Yeah, 40 per. Andrew, what's your gut telling you on him being here?
65%.
You think that they get him
65%? It's gone down a little bit, but I'm still at 65%.
Wow, okay. You're pretty optimistic.
Yeah, I think he's a member of the Phillies.
Yeah, I don't.
Give him the 3-year opt-out, and if he leaves, so be it. But I think he's a member of the Phillies.
I'm at 25%. Because I just don't think he wants to play here. I think he's just finding every excuse in the book to not sign here. And if your heart's not in it, I think eventually. And the wife thing scares me. The wife thing, that's influential
on
a man.
You heard Kayla here.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, you're right, I did. I think there's a 25% chance that he does not. Yeah. That he signs with the Phillies. That he's with the Dodgers come opening day, most likely. Or some team on the West Coast. Maybe the Padres re-enter the mix. I don't know. But I don't know. Maybe give him an offer that's slightly more than Machado.
All right, let me give you one more football question, and we can go back to the phones.
All right.
All right. Doug Peterson needs to improve in what area? Ellipses, dot, dot, dot.
All right, so Doug Peterson, in what area does Doug need to improve?
You know, listen, we've all said how great a job he's done.
Mm-hmm.
But going forward, what does he need to improve on?
Strategic play calling, in the sense that, like, I don't need to see the RPOs with Carson Wentz. That was for Nick Foles.
Well, it's funny because my thing was exactly that. Play calling for Carson.
Exactly. That's where the improvement needs to come. Not the play calling for the offense, because it had Foles available, too.
So it's, you can say game plan for Carson.
Game plan for Carson. To maximize the abilities of Carson Wentz, but also he needs to find a way to get the quarterback to protect himself.
I'm gonna put
that one first, because if Carson's not available, play calling for Carson don't matter. So you can't be running read options the outside with Carson.
Yeah, well, listen, that's my number one.
Yeah, the guy's got to stay upright this year.
No, but it's my number one is the play calling with Carson.
Yeah, well, to me, number one's going to be to protect Carson from himself and to not put him in peril. If the offensive line's not good, you can't drop him back 50 times in a game.
All right, Andrew.
I have game planning for Carson as well, but my reasoning is he needs to find a way to work with Carson so that Carson isn't targeting Zach Ertz 20 times a game.
See, I think that was debunked by the stats, though.
I don't know. I think that was a product of his injured back.
I do as well, but maybe Carson Wentz falls back into some, all right, I was comfortable last year just going to Ertz a lot during games. Doug needs to work with Carson, and I do think that's part of the reason why I went to deep threat is because they didn't have one, that it was easier to just not check down, but you know what I mean, look at Zach Ertz because he knows he's going to be open.
I think it was tougher to make the throws down the field for him.
Yeah.
He was off down the field.
You heard the players talk about it in practice. They just couldn't make throws.
He was just off. I mean, he was trying different things. Normally Carson, when he's healthy, 100%, you know what? That arm alone gets it down the field. But you could tell the motion in his back hurt him. And that's why you saw, I think, him A lot of his throws fall short.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's going to be a big year for Carson.
I also have a 1B, the dumb challenges.
Yes, that's a great one.
Oh, instead of 4th and 4, we got it to be 4th and 3. And due to my analytics, 4th and 3, we can run this play because on 4th and 4, we can't.
Yeah, but you exhaust a challenge for nominal gain. That's a good point. That's a good one, Andrew. That's look at you. Look at the big brain on you. 610-632.
Catch me this Sunday, 9 to midnight.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. 610-632-0975. Ant, when we come up in a little bit, I want to get your what you know to be true in regards to the Embiid situation in the Sixers. I know you got a lot of angst here, so we'll get to that coming up, all right? Mm-hmm. I don't want you to...
I don't know how much I know there. That's a problem.
Maybe what you know is that you don't know, which sucks, because we got so much wrapped in it.
I mean, it's easier to read TVs with Harper than it is reading with Joe.
And the medical staff. Let's go to Brian in Northeast Philly on the Fanatic. What's up, Bri?
What's going on? I know what I know about Harper.
What's that?
If he doesn't come here, he'll be the most hated baseball player ever.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll make J.D. Drew look like we liked him.
Yes.
It'll be deafening down there.
Yes.
I'm actually a little bit excited for that if he doesn't come here. It's kind of like my reward for him not coming.
It's a consolation prize.
Right. That I could, because I hate him already, right? If he comes to the Phillies, we like him. But we all hate him, right?
Yes.
So if he spurns us, it's over for this guy. He better go to the American League.
I love it.
But I'm trying not to go that way because I'm trying to keep the positive energy for him to get here. But in the back
but you're
of my
getting
mind,
you're exhausting that, right, Bri? Like you're getting to a point where you go, okay, I'm trying not to think that because I don't want it to be true. But every indication is that he doesn't want to be here.
Right, making me hate him.
Yeah.
Even more.
Like yeah.
You will, listen, I'm with you, Brian. We will despise him.
Yep.
We will completely despise him.
Now, you got to throw at him, right, as soon as he gets here?
I would love it, yes. If he doesn't sign here, you do. First pitch.
Does Gabe do it? Does Gabe throw at him?
No, not Gabe.
No.
Oh, man. We got to get Charlie would.
Yes.
Yeah, well, Charlie's old school.
Yeah. Charlie definitely would. You know why I love Brian? Brian's one of the great callers of all time. Little things like Charlie. Not Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie. Yeah, that's a Philly thing.
Yes. Let me ask you a question. Now that I got you, Brian. Give me the number one thing that Doug needs to improve upon.
I go with Andrew. The stupid challenges.
Really?
Yeah, it irks me. I don't know why. Because I like Doug, but that bothers me about him.
Give me your like. I got another thing for you real quick. All right, scale of 1 to 10, 10 being love, 1 being hate. All right?
Yep.
I'll give you Doug.
Doug for me?
Yeah.
Jeez. I'm going 9.5.
All right.
Wow.
Gabe.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. 2.
Ooh. And then finally, Brett.
Oh, man. See, my thing on Brett is I can't stand his accent.
So. Okay, it's the whole total package. It's him as a coach. Him. It's how you feel about him right now?
I'm going to give him a 2.
A
deuce.
Holy.
You got double deuce.
He's going deuce for Brett Brown.
A deuce for Gabe and a deuce for Brett.
All right, I want to put you to that test.
No.
No?
It's my question.
No, I know, but you got to answer it.
No, it's my question.
Wait, you can skate on something like that?
First of all, it's my question.
It doesn't matter if it's your question.
It is.
I'll answer the question.
You answer the question. You and Andrew will answer the question.
All right, but you got to answer it, too.
I'm not the proctor.
No, that's BS. You're not being a proctor on this show today.
When do I ever mince words?
I want to get your number.
It's time for you to get out of your doldrums.
All right, let me get out of my doldrums. Okay, give him the man.
Like a sloth.
All right, go to... one today. All right.
I'll start off with Doug.
1 to 10. 10 is love. 1 is hate. So 5 is ambivalent.
Yes.
Okay. I'll give Doug a 9.
A 9. Yes. Wow.
I've said it, Ant. I think that Doug did a better job last year than he did in the Super Bowl year.
I don't.
Well, I mean, to keep that team together and moving, it was more impressive to me.
Yeah, listen, I said how impressive it was, too, but he wasn't so well.
No, but I like the guy. I mean, everything about the guy I like now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I feel you. I get you.
I mean, he seems to hit the right note.
No, he does. He definitely hits the right note.
Yeah.
He does. All right, Gabe.
I'm like straight up 5 on Gabe, because I don't know.
How can you be ambivalent to Gabe?
Well, I don't know if I don't like him or I do like him.
You love the dude or you hate him.
There's things about him that I like, but there's things about him I don't like.
What do you like about him?
I like the fact that, you know, I think baseball players in particular need a guy with a lot of positive energy and to come at things from a slightly different lens for baseball. But sometimes that lens is too complicated and he needs to be a little bit more old school. So I don't know where I am yet on Gabe. What I know is that that team was in first place all the way to August last year, and that impressed me a little bit.
All right. Wet.
Wet? Wet Brown?
Yes.
I'm at a 6.5 for Brett.
6.5 for Brett. All right.
Yeah, because I look back and I see everything that he went through.
I know, but that's the whole tugging at the heartstrings.
Yeah.
You know, if I say to you right now, how do you feel about him?
I'm at 6.5, but
totality.
Like if you look at like the Billboard music charts, there's an arrow pointing up or down. His arrow is pointing down.
Yeah.
Like he's sinking for me right now. He's got to get these guys together. He's got to get the fact that Jimmy Butler's out there like a wet blanket sometimes bothers me.
Yeah, well.
You know what I mean?
Andrew, let's start with you. Doug.
Doug, I'm with Jason. What'd you say, 9?
Yeah, I go 9. I'm straight up 9, maybe 9.5.
I'm at 8.
Right.
Fourth downs bothers me. Or the challenge. Well, yeah, not all converts. Fourth downs, yeah, challenges. There's a lot of stuff that bother me, but I agree with Jason. He did a hell of a job last year.
There's a little, listen, I was saying that the thing was going on. They didn't quit on him.
Yep.
But
and they could have.
But let's be real. He won the Super Bowl. Never gets stopped.
Nope.
All right. So you go 8.
And that's
for that, too.
Yeah, that's a great sigh.
All right. I'm going to give you Brett?
I'm like down to a 3.
3?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Really?
You know what bothered me was that Boban thing.
Yeah, it was
when
bad.
He tried Boban's going to do what Embiid does. Let's put him at the top of the key. Like, dude, that's lazy. That's just lazy coaching.
Yeah. You know, he was trying to fill a role, but I agree with you. It doesn't work.
No.
Gabe.
I didn't like the hiring to begin with, but I do give him credit for at least being in first place for a while last year. I'm going to go 5 for Gabe Kapler.
Right where I am.
I want to see what he does with a real roster. That roster was not good last year.
You got Reese Hoskins in the outfield.
That roster was not good last year. The pitching staff wasn't good. The bullpen wasn't good, and they were still in first place through most of the summer. I want to see him with a real roster. Harper or not, he's got a better roster this year.
No doubt.
Guys are dripping with sweat.
Yep, and they're throwing really hard. That's pretty as hard as they can.
I can't, man.
Well, where are you on Gabe? Are you just going to refuse to answer the question? I got to say, if you're going to refuse to give the number, that's a little small out of you. I'm greatly disappointed by that.
Okay, well, am I going to lose a wink of sleep?
I guess you're not. That's weak if he's not going to give his number, right?
I got to hear your numbers.
See?
I got to hear your
numbers. Asking the question, but you're not willing to answer.
I'll reword the question, and I'll ask you on the other side.
Doesn't matter. It's my question.
I do have a question for you guys on the other side.
It's my question.
Regarding the Philly schedule and the first time the Dodgers...
Oh, W's and L's?
First time the Dodgers are in town.
I'll always give you my note. You know that I'll never shy away from that. But when the rat over here wants to kind of...
Hey, your ass is itching. You need to answer it.
You want to answer the probing question,
but you don't want to answer it? That ain't right.
When he gives me the teeth, the little...
I'll just give you the teeth.
When he gives me the teeth,
you get that?
That makes me want to go, no, I'm not doing it.
610-632-0975. I hate that noise. You got to stop that. Oh, stop it. God, it's awful. It's as bad as the bros' Kayla Harper impression. You guys are ski. Like, I'm feeling like crap today, and you're giving me all these noises that make me want to get sick. Jeez. 610-632-0975. I got to tell you about Natural Lawn. Hopefully, soon, the grass will be growing again, and lush green yards will be aplenty. Well, my kids are running around out in the yard. I want to make sure that what I put on the lawn is safe. And that usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy. But not with Natural Lawn of America. They use safer, organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you don't have to sacrifice beauty or safety. So you'll get a greener, I'll get a greener lawn, you'll get a greener lawn, and you don't have to be worried about your kids running around in it. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn, they've been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. And as for many years as I can remember, Mikey Miss has been telling everybody, and myself included, to use Natural Lawn of America. Whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's customized treatments will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. And for a limited time, Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full service program. $100 off. You're going to save. So call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds and tell them Jason sent you. All by calling 855-LAWN-CARE. Again, the number 855-LAWN-CARE. It's Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Doug, I go 8-5.
8-5. Okay, that's a strong number out of you.
Higher than me.
Yeah, I've been between you two.
Split the difference.
See, he taught me a lesson. Doug taught me a lesson because I didn't think Doug was a good enough strategist. And I still think he is okay. I don't think he's bad. But I don't think he's, you know, the next great young, you know, look at me genius either.
Mm-hmm.
I think his greatest gift and what he taught me was that his greatest gift and a true coach is that who can lead men. And sometimes I get lost in the X and O of the coaching. Sometimes they go, you know, play calling, what he's thinking, managing the game. So I think part of his problem, too, is, and I'd still remain true to this, that I think he would be an even better coach if he gave up play calling. Now, you know, far be it from me, it's worked. He won a Super Bowl. And
provided you give the right
whole thing. Yeah. But I still think it would be better to manage a game. Because I like your head coach just managing the game, man. He's just, that's what he does.
Yep. Overseer of everything.
And so I would prefer him to do that. But, listen, he's the offensive guy. It's his right. And he still does it.
Yep.
And, you know, far be it for me to say, you know, that he relinquishes the duties. And he's fine at it. I don't think he's great at it. I think he's fine at it. But his greatest gift, man, is he is a terrific leader of men. He's a great leader of men. Guys play for him. He's got the right temperament, right? So he can get harsh with him. He can get nasty with him, but he's only going to love him up, like he says.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the difference between him and Kelly. I think Kelly was a bright guy, but Kelly was lost in himself. He was an egotist, and he couldn't relate to anybody else. And that was his biggest ultimate downfall.
And he wasn't malleable.
Well, that's it. You can't. Yeah. The fact that he can be a college coach and successful, yes, because they take the dictators in college.
Yeah. That's well said. I love the way you laid out your case for why you gave him what you gave him. It's well said.
All right. Brett, if I'm going to be soft and sappy and kind, I would give him a 6.5, but I'm really afraid of him. I'd like to say the same thing about Brett that I said about Doug, where he's got something tangible to talk to players. I do believe that. However, I'm starting to worry that they just trample on him, and I'm afraid that that's lost.
Wow.
And I'm afraid that his scheme just doesn't work. So if I divorce myself from good feelings, I give him a 4 with an arrow going down.
Wow. Very. That's incredible. Okay.
Gabe. And again, I've always prefaced it by saying I like the man.
Yep.
And I root for the man. And just because at this very juncture I've been a 4 doesn't mean I don't want, I wish it was an 8.
Yeah.
So I hope it can become an 8.
No question. You hope he earns the 8.
Gabe. 5 is the perfect number for Gabe.
Yeah.
Because let's be real here. We don't know anything about him. We don't know nothing about him. Now, there are things that I think he's ridiculous with. And his demeanor is almost like a caricature. His overuse of analytics is a worry for me. I think it's a tool. And I don't think it's a religion. I think he thinks it's a religion. I also think he believes that the numbers are an easy cop out. Like, the numbers say this.
Well, he cited it. Yeah.
And you're supposed to say, oh, all right, well, you know, the numbers. I don't believe that. I also think he's a good dude. I think he's got a decent EQ. I think he's, and that's the only reason why he's at a 5 for me.
He's well-intentioned.
Yes. But I don't like a lot of what he does as a manager.
Yeah, this is a big year for him.
And he's a 5, and it's a tenuous 5.
Yeah.
Could easily go and down the
aisle. Oh, yeah, I have him at a 5 right now, but that could drop because he now has a real roster this year.
Yeah.
Right. So you're one of my numbers. Here's my numbers, along with the reasoning behind them.
And I think that you explained them very well, why you feel the way you feel. And, yeah, like with Gabe, it's very slippery. Like, I could lose my footing on that 5 real quick.
That's right.
I mean, I could slide down to a 2.5 in the drop of a dime a couple weeks into the season this year. Not like last year where it was his first week and they took Nola out and that, and the way that the whole thing looked and not having somebody up in the bullpen. I wasn't going to kill him for that.
Right.
A lot of people did.
Right. Well, I did. And I thought you should. That's a 101.
Yeah, and it looked awful. I get it. But he is on very slippery footing right now for me. Man, maybe both ways.
Yeah, I mean, listen to me.
It'll take more to win me up than it is to knock him down.
We don't need, I think we're being fair at a 5. I don't want to cast judgment.
Yeah.
Even though I do think he's overly reliant upon analytics. All right, well, let's see. Like, I want to try to keep an open mind with this thing.
Yeah, and the self-scouting thing from year 1 to year 2 has got to be very prevalent and noticeable. 610-632-0975. Alan in Villanova joins us on the Fanatic. What's up, Al?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Alan!
Hey, Anthony. You took everything away from me. I was hoping you would refuse to answer the questions because I was going to come after you so bad. When you said, oh, well, I'm the proctor, I don't have to answer. You reminded me like a kid in the schoolyard. It's my ball. I'm taking it away.
Just,
but you,
I just
but you came through.
I bust Jason about that. That's all.
I thought I saw somebody in Phoenixville Friday night that looked just like you walking down, but I guess it wasn't. But anyway.
That was me.
You were in Phoenixville Friday night?
Yes. I ate at a fabulous Italian restaurant.
Which one? Vecchio's?
Yes.
Oh, my God. We were taken out from the Guatemala kitchen, and as I said, I saw it go walking down. She said,
I was at Vecchio's Friday night in Phoenixville.
I'm not going to run up and bother the guy because it's not
I wish you would have,
like
Alan. No, I was. Yes, it was terrific.
I heard good things about Vecchio's. I heard good things about the linguine and clams. I got to try them.
They brought the oven over from Italy, and I thought it was really good.
Yeah, you got to try Guatemalan Kitchen for the best fried chicken ever. It's around the corner. It's not on that main street. If you go the opposite way, Vecchio's, and and you go the other way, and you make a right at the first light. It's a little hole in the wall, but, man, the food is excellent.
I got to tell you, it's really nice. Like downtown up there, I got a buddy of mine lives there. It's really nice.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. They do a lot of good acts at the Colonial also, so it's good stuff. Anyway, your numbers, my numbers on your people are pretty much close to you. I'll go almost everything you've been saying is true. I do like Doug. I think he's an 8.5 to 9. 5 is the perfect number for Gabe. Not going to parrot everything you guys said, but you're 100% on with that. And Brent Brown, I'm on the fence. He's a likable guy. The other caller that doesn't like his accent, that's a bunch of crap. I grew up in North Jersey. I married a woman from Long Island. So I love the New York accent. So, you know.
Oh, he's got the Boston accent.
Yeah, it's New England.
Yeah, he was just kidding around.
Because
of the Boston Celtic accent.
No,
yeah.
I got people up there, too, so I don't mind that. He's a good guy, but you're right. I'm worried about big leads, strategies, right, wrong people in the game, wrong people taking the ball in, all sorts of problems with him. So I'm probably at a 4 or 5 with him, 5 with Gabe, and 8.5 to 9 with Doug.
Yeah, I think so far everybody's kind of in the same ballpark here.
Everybody is, and as far as Bryce Harper, I think as I said the other day, I am so sick of it. But I like the other caller. If he signs with the Dodgers, the first thing I'm doing is going on the Phillies website and buying some tickets for the first. If it's a West Coast team, they're going to come in once, right? Or are they coming twice? I don't know.
Well, Andrew, how often do they come in?
Once.
They come in once.
And when is it?
Well, I was going to ask you this question going into the break. July 15th begins a 4-game series against the Dodgers in Philadelphia.
Midsummer.
Now, at that point, where are the Phillies and where's the attendance if Harper's on the Dodgers? Does that place sell out those 4 games or at least half just because people want to boo Harper?
No.
Yes.
You think it sells out just to boo a guy?
Yes. I believe so.
I think it only sells out if the Phillies are in the mix. If they're, 3 games under 500. At that point, in mid-July, the peak of, summer vacations?
I think it's sold out. I think the Phillies are hovering around, like they're in the mix. So there's some interest in the Phillies. And we amp up the Harper hate, and it sells out.
Okay. Well, I don't know. If they're in the mix, then yeah, you're right. I mean, it will sell out.
It's going to be July. They're going to be in the mix.
Yeah.
Even without Harper, they're a team that's... They're not going to get buried early.
Is that right after the All-Star game? Is that the first? It's the second series after the All-Star break. They play Washington after the All-Star break at home, and then they go into that 4-game series, a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday set with the Dodgers and maybe Bryce Harper. So we'll see. You get a 4-bagger there.
That'd be great if he doesn't come.
If he doesn't come. Now, the Phillies will... opening day for the season is March 28th. That's 4 weeks from this Thursday, by the way. 4 weeks from tomorrow.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah. That's outrageous.
What day is it? What the week is that?
It's a Thursday. They start Thursday, March 28th against Atlanta at home.
So the Phillies open this season for everybody?
Yeah, on that Thursday. And then they're all Friday. They have the buffer day because of opening day. And then they're back Saturday and Sunday versus the Braves.
And it's the first Sunday night baseball game.
Yep. Well, it's Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, but I think they're doing like the ESPN Sunday night baseball.
Oh. And will they have the Facebook-only games again this year?
Oh, you're talking about Thursday night. Yeah,
Thursday. Yeah. I don't know, but I haven't heard anything about the Facebook. I think it was coming back.
Yeah, that
was
great.
By the way, last year going into July 15th, the Phillies were 53-41.
Yeah, 12 games over at that point.
At that point, they have a better roster this year.
Yeah. Well, they got all... Yeah, I mean, look, they were in first place all the way.
So does that place sell out just because...
Division's tougher, though.
Just because the Dodgers and Bryce Harper are here, if he's on the Dodgers. Does that place sell out?
Yeah.
Yeah, again, I think if they're good, they're going to be good. I think people will believe this year more than last year.
Oh, definitely. It'll seem more legit this year than last year. Absolutely, if that's the case. Now, does Kayla Harper come to town?
No.
She won't be babysitting for the bro?
No.
No? I hope she hears the bro's impersonation. I'm sure she'll love it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.